I came to Christ when God kind of broke my pride. My whole life I went to an ELCA Lutheran church. For those of you who don't know, it's an evangelical Lutheran church in America. I've gone to that church my whole life, and it's a very liberal church, and it's a very, go out there and feed the hungry, and it's really good. It is really good. It's really good what they do for the world. My parents raised me that way, and on the surface it looked really good. On the surface I was learning a lot about morals and, what looked like getting on fire for God. From the time I was a kid, I had asked about hell and I'd asked about the difficult things in the Bible. Nobody would answer me. It was sort of like a hush hush, this is church. Come on, don't talk about those kind of things. It's not, I had a really hard time finding someone to answer my questions, and I really never did. I came to college. I should backtrack. At the peak of my religious experience, I had gone to what is that called? I don't remember. Something that was in New Orleans, and they were they're in different places. Yeah, the youth gathering, ELCA youth gathering. It's this gigantic thing. I don't know how to describe it. It's a thing, and we do stuff. I did all this really fancy good stuff, and I like my testimony because, I guess because you can't really attack it because a lot of people will say, oh, you were just raised that way. It's not like you don't know any better. You haven't been exposed to everything else. You were raised agnostic. You're just like finding God. You don't really know a whole lot about it. Well, I spent my whole life trying to be good for God and feeling like I had this perfect faith. And everybody telling me I had great faith, going to church all the time, doing all this stuff. And I never really knew what to do about the gospel because, you went around the world to feed the hungry, but not really to share the gospel. That's not, it's just right there in the Bible, right? Matthew, 28:18? Well, and there's so many parts where the gospel is loud and clear, and God's wrath is loud and clear too. And I didn't really know what to do with that until my brother. Background on my brother. My brother was a really horrible person, and if you can think of something bad that you could do, he did it. He did so many drugs, hard drugs. And really got into a ton of any kind of sin that you can possibly imagine. He did it. And he was a very sad person. And he was a drug dealer. And he's 6'4", muscly, scary kind of a guy. he had tried to commit suicide multiple times. In his depression and his, despair. And at one point, and we had tried to send him to rehab and things like that. But at one point, my parents, I don't know where they got this idea from. I think it was God, because it really makes absolutely no sense. But they sent him to college. That's not really something that you do as someone who, desperately needs help. You just send him to college. But they did that. So they sent him to Des Moines Area Community College. And he goes and he gets an apartment and... He told me that at that point he had actually kind of wanted to start to clean up a little bit his life. He took it as a sign that his roommate was a dealer. And he was just like, okay, so clearly that's not going to happen. Fell right back into it. And I don't know when this happened, maybe half a year into the school semester or something, I don't know. But these guys came to his door, and by that time I think it was like, don't go to that room, you know, that guy's scary. But these people knocked on his door, you know, all 6'4" tattooed muscly brother of mine answers the door and is like, oh, you want to come to Bible study? Okay. Because he had nothing, he told me he had nothing to live for, and he was impressed that they came to knock on his door. So he goes with them to Bible study, and he hears the gospel that Jesus Christ died for him, wants to have a relationship with him, and he's got to say the okay or it's not going to happen. And it's his choice. And he heard that, and he heard the alternative, you know, resist God, go to hell. Accept God, have an eternal relationship with him. And contrary to what I thought, that was in the Bible, that was biblical, and that's what God really actually wants for us. And so he accepted he accepted Christ that night, and the next day it was just absolute, complete, utter transformation. Utter transformation. If you ever meet my brother, he's like awesome. He's just awesome. If anybody knows Andrew Bovenmeyer, John is a lot like Andrew Bovenmeyer. And, you know, if you knew him before and you knew him after, there are still people that are like, is that John? He is married, and he has a baby on the way right now. And I am so blessed just to share this with you that God is, you know, and he never had another, he never had withdrawal. He was doing like heroin and crack. And he never had withdrawal. He never had any medical symptoms. He was, you know, completely drunk 24/7, and he doesn't have liver problems or kidney problems. So I'm just telling you, this was a straight-up miracle, and that's what it took for me, because I had made faith such a metaphor, I'd made God such a metaphor in my life that I couldn't see the reality in anything anymore. And it took a miracle close to home to prove to me that God was real and that he was serious, that he was serious. And it took a long time to break my pride, because when John comes home saying, hey, just so you know, you need to get saved. I'm like, excuse me, who's been dragging you to church for like 8 years? And it took a really long time for me to get over myself in that respect and realize that I needed help, like everybody else needs help. It doesn't matter how good you look to everybody else. So, and I can't tell you a specific day, because I actually didn't realize that I was supposed to mark the day or something. You know, if you grow up in a Christian family and you accept Christ, you're like, oh, okay, I can keep that day. You kind of have a reference for that, but I didn't really understand that. So it's about 3 years ago, but I forgot the day or anything, but I accepted Christ into my heart. I said yes to God, and my life has been dramatically different. He's freed me from a lot of secret sins. He's freed me from a lot of pain and suffering in my life, and more than anything, what I love about my life in Christ is that I have a purpose, an eternal purpose. It doesn't really matter what happens to me here, because I know I'm going to heaven. I mean, that's just it. If you're looking for a reason for your life and for something to hold on to, there's nothing to hold on to except for heaven and Jesus. Because everything, you like intuitively, everybody knows that you can store up wealth, but you're going to die. Everybody's going to die. Nobody's ever been able to make themselves immortal except for Jesus Christ. So trust in him. It's worth it.